23 people saw the way Reuven killed somebody. Look like this. Miktsasa Nasawadim, the Tanakama holds, or this is Tafan holds, that some of them could be Yadim, let two of them be Yadim, or Miktsasa Nasavayanim, the rest of them could be the Yanim. In other words, even though they all saw what happened, they were fit to be Yadim, so what? There's no psil. You're still allowed to be a Dayan. Give me a Tafan, let's have Tafan Shita. Rabbi Akiva Raymond, no. Kulam Nasam Yadim. Since all these people saw it, they were all fit to be Yadim. And the cloud is, Vyain Eid Nasadayan. Since you saw it, you saw what happened, so you can't be a dying here. It's not right for you to be a dying. We're afraid you won't judge him the right way. Like you'll have something out for him. Since you all saw the way he killed, you won't be able to see a chus. You won't be able to find a benefit for him. You'll only look for the bad. Therefore, you're not fit to be a dying. So here our Mishnah that says these two Adim, or three of them, that saw the new moon last night, the third one, he's still fit to be the dying. The chus is not like Rabbi Akiva. So the answer is no. Our Fidel Tamer Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you like this. Ad Kam Lev Kam Rabbi Akiva, up until now Rabbi Akiva only said as Allah Hassam, Elab Din and the Foshas. Only with the question, with all the Bezdin saw the way Reuben killed somebody, then we say these Adim, they are fit to be Adim, they can't be Dayanim. The Rachman Omer, the Foshas says, Vishoftu Eda Vetimu Eda. The Torah wants you to be a Mishpat by Misan, but try and save the person. Torah gives a special tzibur that tzibur eda, try and save the person. Torah doesn't like to go kill people. So if the people eda must say that Reuben killed somebody, there's a din upon the dayanim to try and save him. Try and, apidin it means, but try and find the chus. Now, Rechiva is a svara. Rechiva the chaziu the koto, nafsha lemotzi chos lezhusa. Since all these people saw the way Reuben really killed Shimon, they won't be able to find the chus. They're not going to take it to say he was sick at the time, he didn't mean it, he was dreaming. If you see it really happen, you're not going to try and hear so much discuss. Therefore, here Rabbi Akiva says, these Adim are not fit to be Dayanim. Aval Hocha, Bashenka, by Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no Negiyas involved here. What's wrong? You saw the new moon last night. And all you have to be now is a Dayan to say, yeah, we accepted that the new moon was seen, and we make him a Kiddush HaChodesh. There's no negiyah, there's no reason to say you do something wrong. So now Mishnah, even Rabbi Akiva will be made up. But even though this third person that saw the new moon last night, since he's not saying Eidus, he's allowed to be a dying right now. There's no shadow of negiyah. And I feel Rabbi Akiva made up that this dying is allowed to be a dying even though he saw the new moon last night. So to Mishnah. Kol ha-shofrois kisherim. All the shofrois are kosher to be used, chutz mishoporah. You can't use from a cow. You can't use a cow's horn. That's what's possible. Rashi says it means kol hashofar means bein shel ayah from a rim, bein shel yael a wild rim. It's all kosher. Only a poor cow, that's no good. Bnei shu keren. That's called a keren, not called a shofar. Torah calls it a shofar. We need not a keren. Rashi says shu keren and a kol hashofar. What's on a cow is called a horn, not a shofar. The Gabi Yom Kippur, Rashi says shofar tziv. The bat the shofar through him. So it has to be Dafka a Shofar, not a Karen. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says no. But like call our Shofar is Nikru Karen. Every Shofar is called a Karen. So who means to say a Karen is also good. But since a Par is called a Karen, it's also good to blow the Shofar with. So now the Pasuk says, Dim Shaykh be Karen a Yavul. They blow the Karen, the horn, by Yavul. So you see, even though it means a Shofar over there, it's also called a Karen. So whatever's called a keren is also kosher. So therefore, a cow's horns is also kosher for shofar. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Tamar says, Shapa come Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, very good. The Pasuk says clearly, the keren, it's only called a horn. That's all you need. You don't need bedavka shofar. For Rabbanan, what's found in the Rabbanan? Rabbanan says like this. Call our shofars, all other shofars from rims and wild rims, equal shofar, equal keren. Taka true, it's called a keren, but it's also called a shofar. Of the depora, the horn of a cow, keren ikri, it's only called a horn. Shofar le ikri, it's not called a shofar. And we know that a shoshana, you have to have a shofar, therefore the rabbanim say, a para is possible, you have to have the dafka from a rim. The Yisir, the pasuk says, v'chor shoroi hod aloi v'karna ren karnov. Mashmas only called a keren, it's not called a shofar. For the Mar of Rabbi Yosi, Yom Rabbi Yosi answers like this, the Parah Nami Yikru Shofar, no, I have a Pasuk of Tehillim that calls even by a Parah also calls it a Shofar. Because here the Pasuk says, the Seif of Hashem, Mishor Par, you're better off to Hashem than a Shofar.
What does that mean? Im shor lo mapar, if it says a shor, why is it called a par? The impar lo mashor, if it means a par, why does it say a shor for? Ela mai shor par. What does the pasuk mean, shor par? It means to say, mi shofar, from the shofar. There's even a paro, even from a cow, it's also called a shofar. So the pasuk calls the horns of a cow also a shofar. That's the Yosef Shita. He dashed in this pasuk to tell him, mi par shor means this mi shor par, to say it's called a shofar. That the horns of a cow is also called a shofar. Therefore, Yosef Shita is, even the horns of a cow is also kosher to be used for shofar. For Rabbanu, what did Rabbanu say about this pasuk? Kidur Rav Nasna. The Yom Rav Nasna, Rav Nasna says like this, my shor par, what does the pasuk mean, shor par? It means shogadu kapar. This shor was as big as a par, as a par, as an ox, as a cow. But not to say a shofar. Ula says differently. Ula Rama, hang the time of the Rabbanu. You know what the Rabbanan Shita is? What they say that a Pora is possible for a Shofar? Kedav Rav Chizda. The Yom Rav Chizda, says like this, Mifnei Ma Ein Koyen Godo Nichnas the Big Day Zov Lefnai Lefnin Lavod Avoida. How come on Yom Kippur when the Koyen Godo goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim he's not allowed to wear his Big Day Zov? How come he can't wear his golden clothing? We know when he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim he has to wear Big Day Lovin, he has to change over to Big Day Lovin. How come? What's wrong with the golden clothing? The Torah says, if he shane ketega nasus neger, something that the ketega did something bad with it, Klai Yisrael made the ketega with the gold, we don't let that be a snager coming to Kodesh HaKadoshim to be to protect you. We don't let a ketega, something you did bad, be a protector now. Shrashi ain't ketega zov egel, gold you used to make the egel with. V'shoifah shal paranami, ketega the egelu. That's the reason also why you can't use the horns of a para, of a cow. Because the cow is the mother of the eagle, as if that's also the ketager. So we don't want to have any shaykhs with the parah, with the eagle, to with the shofar. Therefore, the shofar can be made from a parah. So the Gemara, is that true, Valei? We eat dam par, I will bring the blood of the parah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You see, we don't call it a ketager, the dam of the parah. So who had in the horn? And the Gemara, hayov yishtani yishtani, that's different. Since you killed it already now, and you got the blood out of it, that's not called part of the parah. Mashenk and the shofar, that's called part of the par still. But blood is different. Rashi, Horeb, Shtan, Leo's Dam, the Enmara Sapar Nikr. It doesn't look like it's from the par anymore. Mashenk and the shofar looks like from the par. For the Gemara, the Ika Oren, the Kaporus, I and the Oren, we have gold, the Kaporus and the Kutchim has gold, or Kruv, and the Kruvim also has gold on it, either in the Kutchim, and the Gemara, Choyter by Yaakov Karminin. We mean not to bring something to be Makrivit to Hashem. The person that did the chet tegel with the gold, he should not bring something to remind him of the chet tegel. He's the Oren and the Kaporis were not bringing, but something that the person brings, like the big dekuna, when you want to come in with your begadim, don't bring it in if you're wearing gold to remind you of the chet tegel. Who are then the shofar also? For the Gemara Vika Kaf and Machta, I, the Kohen, brings inside the Kaf and the Machta, the golden shovel that they take the Kferis with. And the Gemara Chayta by Yisnoa Kaminen. We don't want the Chayta, Trash Chayta by Yisnoa, Liskashit boy, Bikir by Halon. We don't want the Chayta to make himself look nice with gold. That's not nice. There's the Kohen, like they did the Chet by the Egon, we don't want them to dress nicely to make themselves look nice with the gold. That's what's also. But just to wear the, to bring in the kaf and the machta, since it's not something the kanam are wearing, that's mutter. So the Gemara, either kanam wear the big day zov to make themselves look nice with it, mi bachutz, they only do it outside. I'm only talking about what you're not allowed to do is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only the b'fnim, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that you're not allowed to go with something that's gold. Mashenkin outside in the Kodesh, that's not so bad. So there the Kohanim, to make themselves look nice, are allowed to wear golden clothing. Even though gold had to do with the Chet Egel.
It's only with the Fnim, that's where the problem of Enkategen Nasas Ne, you're on the inside.
Shofar Nami Vibachutsu. Where do we blow the shofar outside? In Shul? Not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why should the shofar be wrong from the Parah? And the Gemara, Kib, the famous Gemara, he would lose the Koran who, since the shofar is coming, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember, like we say, Machi is Zichronis, Ba'amneh b'shofar, the shofar makes our Zichronis go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Klefnim Domi,
is considered like when Mamre is standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When we blow the shofar, when Mamre is considered like we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi says, famous Rashi, Kivon the Zikor and Kossi, since the shofar is to bring the Zikor and the remembrance in front of Hashem, Kalifnim Domi. Rashi says, Shofar Nami, Afagav the Lesbei Mishum Chayta, by Yakriv, there's nobody now bringing something here. For Lesbei Mishum Chayta by Yisnor, it's not talking about making yourself look nice now. Are the Kivon Lizkor and Kossi, since the purpose of the shofar is that I was Zikor to go in front of Hashem, Kedvigdei Kohen Godol Shalifnim Domi, when Mamish considered like we're inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're like Lefnim, just like the Kohen Gadol, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Lefnim, when you blow the shofar, we're also considered Lefnim, right next to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We spoke about the Neshmiz, about this, how it works here. Now the shofar, they say, is the connecting, it connects Klal Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Mamish, the shofar, like, takes us up straight to be in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore, the shofar should not be made from the Parah to a member of the Chet Regel. The Bumar Vatana, Nevneshu Keren, we learned before the reason why you can't use a Parah, because a Parah is called a Keren. That's the reason, not because it's called the Dome to the Parah of the Chet Regel. And the Gemara, Chada V'yay Kama, there are two reasons here. Chada, one reason why you can't use the horn of a cow, the Ein Katega Nasas Neger. Since the cow is the mother of the Egel, we can't use it. Something we did bad can't be a snake, can't be the say good for you. The Yaid Mivnei Shu Keren, the second reason is that a cow is called a Keren, not a Shofar. The Abyeis, what's Abyeis? It's Teres Amaloch. The Kamrut, they can take a Nasus Negel, that's it, you say you can't use the Parah. Of course, it reminds you of the Parah of the Chet Egom, Hani Mili Bifnim. That's only when you mamish Bifnim. By Shofar Machutsu.
He does not from the swear that the Shofar Kibul is the Koran Kalafnim Dami. He holds the Shofar Lamais we blow outside in Shul, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore there's no problem blowing the Shofar Shapara. Udakamrat, and the second time you have that you're saying, the Vnei Shu Keren, that you say that a Parah is called the Keren, it's not called the Shofar. If he says back, no, Kol HaShofar is not Nikol Keren. All Shofar is called Keren. It's not a Kasha, it can be called a Keren or a Shofar. Now the Gemara says, Abayi says another reason. Hain the time of the Rabbanan, now the Rabbanan said that a Parah is possible, because a Shofar Omer Achmano, for Loi Shnayim Mishloisha Shofaros, you can't have two or three Shofaros. What does that mean? So you can't put one Shofar inside another Shofar. Now, behind the Parah, a cow's horn, Kivon the Koi Gildi Gildi, it's made out of like shells in shells. Now the Rashi says, every year it grows, like another shell comes into it. So it looks like two or three shofars, even though really it's only one shofar. But the Ma'aseh Moros Lashon is Mechzer, looks like Yishnayim Meshloisha Shofaros. And therefore, it could be, maybe it's only the Rabbanim, that the Rabbanim say, do not use a shofar shofar. It looks like two or three shofars. So Moros, the question of I bought ton of Neshu Keren. The Mishnah says, no, the Mishnah says clearly, the reason why it's possible is called a Keren. So my answer is going to buy a chod of the Yad Kama. The chod means to say one and two. Like, chod, the one reason is the sheif rechod of Rachmana. Below Yishnaim Mishloisha Shofaros. Yep, you the sheif, it looks like one, and not one looks like two or three. The Yad, the second reason is, the Vnei Shu Keret, the Mainsa Parah is called the Keret, not a sheifah. And Rabbi Yossi answers back and says, Rabbi Yossi Yom HaVesa says, to Kama, that you tell me what sheif rechod of Rachmana. Below Yishnaim Mishloisha Shofaros. Kivun de mechabri adodi, since the mice are attached one to another, chadu, that's called one. No, that's the way the parah, that's the way the horn of a parah is grown. It's not like pieces put together. It's formed that way. Even though it looks like two, so what? Still is kosher. Because the mice, it's one hekeren. Udikarma, that's what you tell them of Neishu Keren. I is called a Keren, not a Shofar. And that the Bisa says back, no, call a Shofar is not Miku Keren. And therefore, it's a Bisa Shita that a parah is also kosher. For Shofar. We don't mind about the parts of the Chomishita, we only use Ayol and but not a Parah. Rashi says, Gildi Gildi, the whole Shonosh every year that the Parah grows, Nikeris Taisor says, Nikar is a year older. Like another part grows onto the Shofar, Vukim and Gels, like a shell, Maisa Bagela, one on top of another. Rishon, on top of the first one, but Achlisa Shah Rishon Chilas. Hasheni. When the first one ends, that's the second one starts. So kids, it looks like two or three, and therefore Pasha's Mashma is only possible, and therefore the Rabbanan said it's possible. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that chav vav from an aleph. On the bottom again, the last Gemara was, again, we'll start over again, near the bottom. My mashma, the high yoivol lishin the dichru. How do we know that a yoivol means a lashin of a rim? The Tanya we learned, Omer Rabbi Kiva, kishalachti la'arviyom, hayekorin la'dichru yoivol. They call the rim the yoivol. That's how we know, or shayfa, the yoivol means it from a rim. The Omer Rabbi Kiva, kishalachti la'galvio, and I went to this place, galvio, hayekorin la'nida galmuda. They used to call Anisha, the wife, when she was a nida, they called her galmuda. My galmuda, what does galmuda mean? It means gemula do mi baila. She's like, supposed to be away from her husband. She's gemula, Rashi says, muvdelis. She's separated from her husband. The Yom Rabbi Kiva, kishalachti li Africa, when he went to visit Africa, hayikurin le meya kshita. They called like a meya, this coin called the meya, the donkey, they called it kshita. The main askamina, what's the difference what we call it? As Gemara Lefrusha to explain what the pasuk means. The pasuk says, meya kshita. The Araisa, that means Meya Donkey. When a terrorist says Meya Kshita, you know what that means? It means 100 donkey. That's what it means. The coin of donkey. That's a Meya. Omer Rebbe. Rebbe said, Kishalach to the Karchi Ayom, when I went to the over the sea, to the cities on the other side of the ocean, Hayakurin la Mechira Kira. They used to call Mechira selling something, buying something, Kira. The Mayan Askamina, what are they telling us what's for? What's the difference what they called it? Lefrusha to explain the Pasik. The Pasuk says in Bereshis, Asher Karisi Li, what I bought for myself. The word Karisi means a mecher of buying. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kishalachti Litchum Kan Nashra, when I went to this place, Tchum Kan Nashraya, Hayukurin Lakala Ginfi. They used to call a Kala bride a Ninfi. Or Latanagol, a chicken, a hen, they used to call a Sechvi. So it says, Lakala, what do they call a bride? A Ninfi, Micro, what's the Pasuk? Yofe noif misharish kolorets. Like you're beautiful over the whole world. That's like a kala. Or the tarnagol sechvi. What do they call the tarnagol? The sechvi. Or the rav yudu, or the rav. The boy is saying the son said to Yeshua ben Levi. That my kura, what's the posik? The posik says in Iyuv, mi shos batuchais. Like who puts his mind to batuchas? So the more means the cloyous, the kidneys. Mi shos batuchas chochmam. Hey, who gave chochmam to your kidneys? I mean, us on the sechvi vina. Who gets the sechvi vina understanding? It means like this. Mishas betuchas chachma. Who gave betuchas chachma wisdom? Elukloyes. Betuchas here means the kidneys. I mean, us on the sechvi vina. That tanagol. Tanagol is one that has vina. The Mela, they used to call a tanagol sechvi. Right, the Levi yikloyel hu asra. Levi went into a place. Is also gavla kames. A person came to speak to Levi. Omele, he told Levi, you should know, Koven Palnya.